Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the sweet and loving name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just had a short power outage here, but no matter what the circumstances, we should be with a thankful and grateful heart, and that's going to be my message today. Now, our father had two children, a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. Now, the 12-year-old was always grateful for what he or she received, but the 10-year-old, no matter what the father gave, he or she wasn't happy about it and was always complaining. Now, even though the father is not partial, but unknowingly he will have a liking more towards the 12-year-old. So let us examine ourselves today in the presence of God. Are we like the 12-year-old or are we like the 10-year-old? Now, today's sermon is about giving thanks to God with a grateful heart. And we have various reasons for giving thanks to the Lord. Psalms 103 verses 1 and 2 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now the first reason we should be giving thanks to the Lord is the presence of God. We must give thanks to God for the presence of God in our lives. No matter what the circumstance was, the Lord has never left us nor forsook us. People may have deserted us when we needed them the most, but the Lord has been with us in all of our shortcomings, in all the situations. His presence has always given us peace and rest, even though it might not be looking good at that point. Now, Christ lives in us, and he is the hope of glory. Now, without the presence of God, our lives would be meaningless and miserable. So, this morning, let us, with a grateful heart, with gratitude, thank God for the presence of God in our lives. Now, his presence always makes a difference in every situation that we face. Now, Isaiah 43 verses 2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Exodus 33:14 says, "The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.'" Now, the second reason why we should be thankful or why we should be with a gratitude heart is for the protection of Christ. Now, we must give thanks to God for the protection in our lives. We are not destroyed because of his mercies. Now, there are so many dangers and hidden snares in the world. And you see many pass away facing those dangers. But the Lord has protected us so far. Now, we must always realize that it is the Lord's protection that has kept us going so far. We must remember the dangerous situation that we have faced in the past and how God has protected us from each and every one of them. And we should be grateful to him. He has constantly watched us and protected us. When we read Lamentations 3, verse 22, 23, we see, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Psalms 91, verse 3 says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Psalms 121, verses 3 to 8 says, "He will not let your foot slip. He who watches you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." So we are the children of Israel, the New Testament children of Israel. The Lord watches over us. The Lord is a shade at thy right hand. The sun will not harm by day, nor the moon by night. He will watch over your life. So he will watch over our coming in and going forth forever, as long as we are in this world. So for the protection of God, let us be thankful with a grateful heart. The third reason why we should be thankful with a grateful heart is the provisions in our lives. Now, God has given us many provisions in our lives. He's always been faithful to meet all of our needs, no matter what the circumstances were. He has provided us food, clothes, shelter, which are basic needs for mankind. In addition to this, he has also provided us many blessings, like education, material comforts, for which we must be thankful. We must learn to trust our God for the supply of all our needs. So as we are grateful for all the provisions, we would not be fearful of the future, of what might happen, or whether we might be facing a job loss, or something or the other. The Lord is able to meet our needs in the most difficult times. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet your needs according to the riches of his glory." Psalms 34:8-10 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, ye saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So for the provisions that God has given us, let us be thankful to Him. The fourth reason why we should be thankful to Him is, are the people that are around us. He's given us a blessed church. He's given us a blessed pastor, relatives, friends, colleagues, neighbors, and everybody who comes around us. We've received so much joy and favor through the Lord for the people that are around us. We should never fret over the evil of what one or two person might bring to us. Rather, we should be thankful for all the other wonderful people that has been a great blessing to us. Daniel 1:9 says, "Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel." Genesis 39:21 says, "The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden." Psalms 112 verses 1 and 2 says, "Praise the Lord, blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who delights in his commandments. His children will be mighty in the land, the generation of the upright will be blessed." So for the people around us, let us be with a thankful heart. Now the fifth reason why we should be with a thankful heart is the profession that God has given us. So we must be grateful to the Lord for all the work He has done in our lives. He has given us a purpose in our lives to meet our needs. Now, we should not be grumbling or complaining about our job or any employer that we are employed with. No matter what the difficult circumstances in the workplaces are, we should thank God for the job He's given us. Because He's always strived to fulfill our needs with full responsibility and faithfully. So we must do our work sincerely to the Lord as unto men. So then the Lord will bless us and we can achieve greater heights, as He did for Joseph in the Old Testament. Psalm 90 verses 17 says, May the favor of the Lord rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Establish the work of our hands. Genesis 39 verses 4 to 6, we see about Joseph who finds favor in the eyes and becomes Potiphar's attendant. Now, in time, he was raised beyond comprehension to become the ruler of the place. The Lord was always with Joseph and gave him success in what he did. Matthew 25:21 says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." So for the profession that God has given us, let us be thankful with a grateful heart. Now the sixth reason why we should be thankful is because of the period we live in. Now we all know we live in the grace period and we've experienced miracles, numerous miracles, and the wonder-working hand of God. Now, God is pouring out His Spirit around the world. We have wonderful opportunities to know God intimately and grow in His knowledge and grace. Now, in the earlier centuries and in the olden days, God was only available to certain people, but not to everyone. He spoke to certain people, but now that's not the case. We must be grateful for God coming in our lives and speaking to us day by day. Acts 2 verses 17 and 18 says, "I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." So let us be thankful to God for the period that we are in right now. The seventh reason why we should be thankful with a grateful heart is the promise of eternal life that He has given to us. So we are blessed during our life on this earth, but we are given that glorious hope of spending eternity in heaven with Christ. Now, our life on earth is like an aeroplane speeding down the runway before taking off into glorious eternity. This world is not our home, even though it might look like. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we are just taking a short ride on the runway before God takes us into that eternal happiness of heaven. So we must be grateful for the wonderful promise of eternal life that the Lord has given us. Psalm 73 verses 24 says, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory." So for the promise of Christ, for granting His eternal life, let us be thankful to God with a grateful heart. Now, in spite of having enjoyed the goodness of the Lord in past many occasions, sometimes we feel we are abandoned by the Lord. When we face situations, when we face problems, we think, "Where is God?" Even David asked the same question. "Where is my God? Why are you not hearing me?" Psalm 73:23 says, "I am always with you and hold you by my right hand. Now, many saints who enjoyed the goodness of the Heavenly Father in their personal life have experienced that He is such a loving God and takes care of His children every moment in their lives. As I said before, sometimes in their trials and tribulations, they may feel they are alone, abandoned by the Lord. Psalm 13:1 says, King David laments, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" Now, the author of the bestseller book, Roots, his name was Alex Haley, and he had an unusual picture on his wall. Now, his friend came into his office one day and asked, "Why do you have the picture hanging on your wall?" It was a turtle on top of the post of a fence, all by itself. So Alex Haley, after a few moments of silence, he said, "No matter how good I write, no matter how good a book might be, and when I tend to boast myself to think that I'm a good writer, I always look at that picture to remind me that Christ or Jesus or the Lord has put me in this seat or made me a bestseller, just like the turtle was helped by someone to stay on the top of the fence." Now, even when sitting on the golden throne of Israel, wearing the golden crown upon his head, King David says with a grateful heart, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, if we have to give thanks to the Lord, we should have the willingness to look back in our lives, spare a few moments from our hectic schedules to remember to excavate the golden memories that are buried in our lives. Sometimes we tend to forget them. Now, as long as time is more precious than money, only a person with a grateful heart will be able to spend those or remember those valuable moments. Now, a gentleman living in a sophisticated society would say at least, "Thank you for something good that is happening in life." We say thanks. Canadians say thanks. Canadians are the most polite people in the world. That's what people say, because they say thanks to everyone. But there are incidents when we are in danger and somebody tries to save us and we are saved. Would thanks be okay with it? That is, the other person might feel that he's just saying a thanks, or he's just ignoring me and walking away. So, such is the case. At times we forget the goodness of the Lord. Now, some of the believers are selfish to such an extent that their grateful attitude, it breaks the heart of the Lord. Just like I said about the example of the 12-year-old and the 10-year-old. Unknowingly, the father's heart tends to go with the grateful child. Now, they are confined to smaller circles in their families. The only thoughts in their life are focused on their future, their prosperity, and all the maternal blessings. Such believers regularly forget the blessings of the Lord. Now, they live as if they are the only one existing on the surface of the planet. They kneel down and pray only when there's an emergency. We all do that. We only kneel down and pray when there's an emergency in our lives. So whenever we have to undergo bitter experiences in our spiritual journey, we get upset. And sometimes go to the extent of denying Christ or denying our Father who's helped us, who's been with us right from the start, like Peter. For such believers, God is like a remote control robot. Turn on God when you need Him, and turn Him off when you don't need Him. So whether we are prospering or undergoing agonies in our lives, let us realize the fact that we are not alone in our spiritual journey. Our loving God is always with us. Let us not deny the Lord at any point. Let us not grieve Him. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord and ask the Lord, just like David prays, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Psalms 23 verses 4 says, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So when we are in trials, let us be grateful to the Lord for not leaving us alone. Be grateful to Him for safeguarding us and leading us even through the valley of the shadow of death. When we feel that we have fulfilled our long cherished dreams and reached the top of the world, while many are undergoing struggles for existence, remember with a grateful heart that we didn't reach that position on our own, just like the turtle was kept on top of the fence. Behind every fulfillment of every dream, God has been with us. He's always promised that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Let me tell you a small story for gratitude. A blind boy sat on the steps of a building and he had a placard, a sign which said, "I am blind, please help." Scores of people were walking past him, but nobody intended to help him or nobody cared about him. Now, a man was walking by and he saw this blind boy sitting with a placard. He took the placard from him and wrote something on his placard and kept it in front of him. Minutes later, there were lots of people coming in and pouring in cash and change in his basket. Now, later in the evening, the man came up to the boy to check how he was doing. Now, the boy recognized him with his footstep, even though he was blind. And he asked, "What did you write on my placard? I've been getting a lot of help since morning." All he wrote was, "Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it." So it conveyed the same message. The boy wrote about him being blind, but the man wrote how grateful we should be in our lives for we could see the beauty of creation, or that we could see a day, or we could differentiate between day and night. And that's how grateful we should be. Let us look back in our lives, no matter what situations we are in. Let us think of the goodness that the Lord has done in our lives. Let us always be with a gratitude, with a grateful heart, always thanking the Lord in every walk of life. May God bless us with these words. Praise the Lord.